Coming up this week on the Course of Life podcast, it is our fourth annual Festivus episode. That's right, the podcast for the rest of us, indeed, celebrating our favorite Seinfeldian holiday on the calendar. Happy holidays to everyone out there. Happy Festivus. We're going to celebrate it with our airing of grievances, our feats of strength. We always end with food and a whole lot more surrounding Festivus, the holiday we know and love, and all of it is brought to you by our friends at Club Dr. Golf. Happy holidays from Club Dr. Golf. We love the team there, and they've created the number one golf club care solution that is just so easy to keep right next to your bag. It's a portable product, whether you get the spray or the polish. They're two great products to keep your clubs squeaky clean. Clipping right on the bag, easy to keep your clubs clean, easy to keep them fresh and looking shiny the way you like it on the course. Bring your clubs back to life and restore your club's original shine with Club Doctor, either the solution or the polish, both portable solutions you need. Amazon's choice for golf club polish as well too. So check them out at clubdoctorgolf.com and use code COL for 15% off any purchase. Again, that is code COL for 15% off any purchase at clubdoctorgolf.com.
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Well, that must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
Well, y'all heard it there, how Festivus came to be. Welcome to Course of Life, part of the Morning Read Podcast Network. We are proud to be presented by our friends at Desert Fox Golf and Club Dr. Golf. I'm Michael, he's Alex. Alex, happy Festivus.
Yes, for the rest of us, indeed. The fourth annual. Well, welcome back. We're going to take this in a lot of different directions emotionally, so that's why stepping in carefully here.
Yeah, we're going to start on the we're going to go dark pretty fast right now. We don't usually do this on the podcast, but something that we surprisingly didn't really recognize about the origins of Festivus.
Yeah, a bit of a pop culture update on what we now know about the holiday. We'd heard murmurs about its origin, but I feel like it's really coming to light, especially in the podcast world as of this year.
Yeah, and something that's been out there that he said, this is coming from the writer of the episode, Dan O'Keefe, and his father, Daniel O'Keefe. So I guess Festivus was created by Daniel O'Keefe, the father, in as early as 1966, first being celebrated then. But the phrase of Festivus for the rest of us actually came out after his mother died in 1976, as to say that the rest of us are still living,
Eerie.
As opposed to dead.
Eerie. Hello. Okay.
So,
not quite as jovial as the term Festivus for the rest of us would imply, you know?
No, not really. But the aluminum poll is out. Let's celebrate Festivus as only we know. And let's also mention that, you know, the reason why we got Festivus and got to see the Festivus dinner and everything that goes on with Festivus, thanks to George, was because of his creation of the Human Fund, this fake charity that he creates and says he makes donations
to. Yes.
And typical George, horrible person that he is, does that. We're not horrible people. Let's just be upfront about that. Really appreciate all the things charities do. And one of the charities that we partner with, of course, is the First Tee of Greater Austin. They do great things to help get kids into the world of golf and learn all those great things in golf that we appreciate. You've been there a couple times, Alex, and we really like them.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back to the campus as well, too, and get back in touch with the team there. And we are definitely supporters of the First Tee and everything they do in golf. So that is absolutely our very real organization that we support fully. So shout out to our friends at the First Tee Austin. Happy holidays to everyone out there as well. Looking forward to getting back out to the course again soon.
That is indeed. Let's get into the Festivus. I don't know the right word to really use for this. I guess it's
the custom, the tradition. I have to get mad very quickly, so give me a few seconds to fuel while you lead us in here.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of problems with you people, and it's time to air our grievances, as is customary at the start of Festivus. We're going to say everything that we don't like about you or yours or things going on in the world. But we want to look back on what we said last year during our third Festivus episode, all the way back in 2020. Do you remember a year ago? It feels like so long ago.
Yeah, can you believe we actually just like did episodes and like life went well, was happening. And yes, that was a real thing. That was a year ago. We were in the midst of a crazy world. Things are a little bit better now as we look at this Festivus. But I'm looking back on our 2020 airing of grievances and where they sit. And boy, I've got some correcting to do because things are just a lot different in life, I feel like. My first one I noticed, I had a big work rant about people asking for their order, and I'm sick of telling people's order status and where their order is. I don't even have to deal with that anymore. I left that world, and I'm in a new role where I'm a lot happier. So that problem is just gone from my life. So that is a grievance that has been stricken from the record for me in 2021.
And I also did a work-related rant, having worked in retail and having to deal with retail during COVID. And just recently, I also left that world. I have left retail after over 11 years in it. And we'll be going elsewhere. So also a rant that I don't need to do anymore.
Okay, so sighs of relief right there. That's okay. Yes. Okay, so we there's not a whole lot to grieve right there. Now I got to laugh at myself a little bit. My second grievance in 2020 was Bill Belichick, what were you thinking? What was the exact note I left for myself a year ago here? And I was absolutely chastising Bill because at the time, Cam Newton was the starting quarterback. The Patriots were failing. The world was crumbling. Tom Brady was thriving. And I was wondering what the future looked like. And lo and behold, Bill Belichick, you evil genius, you found Mac Jones out of nowhere in the draft. He fell right into your arms, and we're back atop the standings like nothing ever went wrong. So again, I'm having to do a lot of repentance early on here based on my 2020 grievances.
I mean, did you have any doubt in Bill Belichick?
We were in the midst of a pandemic world then. Things were really dark. There were a lot of losses on the NFL Sundays. So yeah, that was my 2020 problems, which I'm not worried about right now. Go Pats.
Another one of the things that I was really annoyed with was how everyone hated hoodies and different colored socks on the golf course. This was huge in 2020. I saw this note and I went, wait, what was that? Because we haven't heard a peep about this in 2021. In fact, I think we've seen more hoodies out on the golf course, and I still don't have a problem with it. Let him play.
That grievance worked. You talked that into fruition. I think we've doubled and tripled down on the fashion in golf since then. It's gotten more casual. That we were introducing the joggers now. The golf shoes have gotten more sneaker-fied in the last year as well, too. Hoodies were like a very like passé to taboo thing, and now they're very, very normal. So I like that. That one paid off. My last rant from 2020 airing of grievances here on our Festivus episode was just telling everyone to let Bryson be Bryson. He may not be everyone's favorite. And lo and behold, I think Bryson did have a bit of a renaissance in 2021. He still had a lot of those D-bag moments where I wanted to hate him so badly, but boy, did he really show out for the long drive world. We got a little bit more smile, a little more laugh out of Bryson. I think he started to turn a corner, so maybe this grievance played out for the better in the end.
I still had a lot of fucking problems with him this year.
No, I know it's a longer uphill climb for you, but he got halfway back into my heart in 2021.
We'll talk more about him, I think, during our rants for 2021. So let's share everything that was bothering us. We're going to talk about our biggest grievances from 2021. I will get us started. And like I said, Bryson, in my grievances, because that manufactured soap opera between Brooks and Brooksy just monopolized the PGA Tour this year, just became this big thing. And I think it was all fake. It was all the money grab for the match. We knew it was headed that way from the moment it came out. But the best thing about it was that it got Brooks Koepka motivated.
That it did do. We will take that as a consolation, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this was an annoying storyline because we wanted to love this. And there was a period earlier this year where if you go back and listen, we were enamored by this because they had us in the moment when things got really testy and we had that over the shoulder moment where Bryson walked by in loud cleats and it was all the rage. And then all of a sudden everything just felt so conspired so quickly.
I mean, that eye roll from Brooks was just one of the best eye rolls ever captured on camera. I mean, it was so good. I don't think that moment was manufactured, but everything that happened after that was most certainly manufactured.
Love it. All right. My golf-related rant's pretty simple. It's directed at a lot of people out there, too, and it might be you listening out there. So brace yourself, okay? One of the amazing things that we have seen from this Tiger Woods recovery after the unbelievably horrible accident he had to start his 2021 is he came out in his immediate press conferences and he said something extremely enlightening that blew my mind, and it gave me euphoria. As a golfer, that is a huge proponent, and I know you are, of teeing it forward and playing the appropriate tee box. Even Tiger Woods admitted in his recovery, he doesn't mind not playing from the tips every day of the week. So Mike, if Tiger Woods can admit to teeing it forward from time to time, then you, sir, out there, the 15 handicap with the 190-yard slice playing from the tips at every course, needs to tee it forward in 2022. These rounds are taking too long these days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't tee even. I play the white tees.
Same. I'm a white, blue max.
Yeah. Should I tee it even further forward?
No, you're good with the whites. You're good with the whites. It's for the guys in the blues and the tips that really shouldn't be there. I unfortunately had the pleasure of playing with one. Again, he's a nice human being. These are nice human beings that are golfers that you get along with. But, sir, you need to move up a tee box. You need to join the rest of the group. You are not as good as you think you are. Tee it forward. Let's improve the pace of play out there. That's the best, quickest, easiest way to do it. If Tiger can, you can too. That's my golf related grievance of 2021.
I'm gonna get away from golf for a moment.
Yeah, no, we're done with that for today.
About how every single little video I watch on Instagram stories or YouTube stories or TikTok all uses the same freaking songs over and over and over again.
Big time grandpa complaint coming through here. Well, what are they? What are the songs? You won't even know them, but you know them, right?
It's Peaches by Justin Bieber. I actually like Lil Nas X Montero.
Yes, which I proudly like use on our Instagram stories at COL Podcast, at MWRINC, and at Course of Life Alex. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but there's certainly other ones out there. There's the ones that you don't even really know the lyrics to, and then they try to do a video about that song in which they say, have you actually listened to the song? But they don't tell you what they're actually saying. So they're like, oh my God, it's dirty. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know what they're saying.
And
so
it's great because you get 10 seconds of the song stuck in your head and you never learn any other part of the song. So you just have this stupid little loop playing in your head of the song you don't even like, and you can't even get to the chorus or the rest of the song. It's quite annoying.
It really is.
That is a trend. So I'm going to try and mix up the music as much as I can on my posts on behalf of that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
I'm going to extend an olive branch for that. I'll try with a variety. Okay. Like that. Let's see. I'll stick internet right now. The internet has gotten far too obtuse in 2021. Mm. Okay. Obtuse meaning ridiculously and unfairly and egregiously over the top with what content moves the needle. Now, unfortunately, we are now in a world of likes and engagement and comments and views. That is what generates pretty much everything, what makes the sun go around these days on the internet. So I've seen this horrible trend, and you've been all over this too. I've caught you falling for a couple of them. And you've also gotten wise to them as well, of these over-the-top lists and these listicles and these Reddit little clickbait articles where they make up fake lists of movies where Die Hard 2 is listed as the all-time greatest Christmas movie of all time, followed by Fred Claus with It's a Wonderful Life in third place, and where they mix corn with ice cream and you throw it in someone's face and that goes viral instead of a beautifully plated dinner at a five-star restaurant. When did we all of a sudden go way too far, gross, and over the top on the internet?
You know, there's nothing I dislike more than insincerity.
That really does bug you. You're a man of honor and integrity, if I knew nothing else.
I really am. And I'm really not. I don't feel like I'm being sarcastic there. You know, so to especially, you know, the internet, as we all know, if it's on the internet, it's true. So why do you try to fill the internet with untrue things? Because it's supposed to be true.
It's too much trickery. What happened to actual real content that occurs in real life and it is genuinely done in front of our eyes? I miss it. So I hope we get a little bit more acute on the internet in 2022. That's my ask for the World Wide Web.
I also like that you're using the words obtuse and acute to describe something you're unhappy with.
Shout out the Angle fans out there.
Every time I hear obtuse, I just think of the Shawshank Redemption. So
movie reference of the episode. Nice.
I'm going to go really divisive now, and I don't care what you think.
Oh,
I know, Alex, you're on the same page as me here.
What's he going to do?
I'm going to get political. Shut up and get the fucking vaccine already.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Donnie Trump. Okay, never mind. All right.
No.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
No.
I got three right now at this point.
I just got my third.
Okay.
It was fine. I didn't feel great for like 24 hours, but I'm fine.
Oh, you poor baby.
I feel great. It's not a problem. You're safe. You're not going to get it. If you do get it, it's not going to be that bad. It's okay. That 5G chip in the vaccine, which doesn't actually exist, doesn't hurt. Plus, you've got a cell phone in your pocket. That's a lot easier for them to track you with anyway.
Thank you. Yes. Good. Good.
All right. This isn't some fake manufactured thing that they all did just to put some microchip in us. Stop listening to Joe Rogan. Come listen to us. We're better. And we don't have quite as many ads. And the ads we have are for products that actually are good.
Oh, nice segue.
Come listen to us, get your vaccines, make the world a better place. Just do it. Don't do it for me. Do it for you.
I've got the segue out here and it's very clear because honestly, the reason why I got vaxxed is I wanted to get back out in the world and I wanted to travel, and it was freaking awesome to get back on planes and travel to some really cool places. I got to Mexico, I got to Paradise, I got to Los Angeles, I visited family multiple times, and that's all been awesome. That does lead me to my final grievance that I need to air. You know, as if we didn't learn anything taking that break from travel, I don't understand why, after all this time away, we're finally getting on to planes again, we're traveling and the world is our oyster. How on earth are we all still hovering like mice around the gate at flights when our plane is not boarding for several minutes, if not an hour? It is unbelievable, Mike. I don't know what you've seen out there recently, but I think the crowd has doubled since the last time I did this rant a couple of years ago. I refuse to follow the herd on that one. I thought we spent enough time at home to learn how to relax and board the plane like normal human beings, but we just haven't got there yet.
You know, I flew Southwest the one time I was on a plane this year, and it was like nothing had changed. It was, you know, just everyone get up and get in line as quickly as possible. And they tell you to get up and get in your boarding group number there. And everyone did social distancing be damed.
We're back to the rat race.
it was very peculiar to me throughout the entire experience. I will say one thing I do appreciate is that pretty much everybody on these planes and in the airport wore their masks appropriately. And I really have to applaud everyone for doing that.
Oh, no really Florida do. Below the nose? No Florida outfit?
I did not see much or any of that. I mean, I think I could count on maybe two hands how many people throughout the airport I saw not wearing masks either at all or incorrectly that weren't, you know, eating or drinking. So I really appreciated that. That made me had a little bit of extra hope for society and the human race until you realize that no one's getting vaccinated. So.
Yeah. Those are our rants for 2021 right there. The end of another strange year, which had its ups and downs. Indeed, we're going to talk about some feats of strength and some other categories coming up surrounding the wonderful holiday of Festivus shortly. But first, a word from our friends at Desert Fox Golf.
That's right. It's Christmas week. It's Festivus week, really. That's why we're really here. And while we don't really exchange gifts for Festivus, you might be exchanging gifts for Christmas, and maybe you got a little cash sitting around in your pocket because, you know, it's a little late to buy something for someone else, maybe now at this point. But you can still go out and get yourself a Desert Fox phone caddy. It's the best thing to have. It holds your phone right onto the side of your golf cart, so you can watch all those TikTok videos that use all the same songs over and over and over again while you're out there playing on the course. You can even use it so you could shoot your own while you're driving around, and you don't need to worry about your phone falling out of your golf cart as you're driving.
I love that.
You don't need to do it. It's great. And you can save 10% off your purchase of a Desert Fox phone caddy with our promo code CourseOfLife. You can get one in any number of colors. They have this great range from bright orange to black on black, and even from their patriotic line. So again, you can head on over to DesertFoxGolf.com and get your Desert Fox phone caddy with 10% off with the promo code CourseOfLife. Again, use promo code CourseOfLife at DesertFoxGolf.com.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're gonna hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Quiet, we'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought. And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
This year, the honor goes to Mr. Kramer.
Uh-oh. Oh, gee, Frank, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I have to work a double shift at H&H.
I thought you were on strike.
Yeah, well, I caved. I mean, I really had to use their bathroom. And Frank, no offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Hey, Kramer, you can't go. Who's gonna do the feats of strength?
How about George?
Good thinking, Cougar. Until you pin me, George, Festivus is not over.
Oh, please, somebody stop this.
Let's rumble!
I think you can take him, Georgie.
Right, come on, be sensible.
Stop crying and fight your father.
Ow! Ow, I got it!
This is the best Festivus ever!
We are back, Course of Life. It's the Festivus episode here, our favorite holiday of the year. And we have to touch on our feats of strength for 2021. We're talking those top sports moments, those achievements that are unlike any human being. Not quite as impressive as George Costanza eventually wrestling his father to the ground. We don't really know if he actually pinned him, but I'm going to assume he did by the end of the night.
I'm assuming that Festivus has never ended.
It still could be going as you're listening to this right now. But regardless, we'll touch on our feats of strength. What stood out in 2021? I'm wondering which direction you're going to go here. I'm going to let you have the floor just because I'm pretty sure which direction I'm going to go.
So my great feats of strength that I saw in 2021, what I thought was one of the most incredible moments in sports in all of 2021. And Alex, I hope you're sitting down.
I am, only because we're recording, yeah.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl.
And here I was hoping you would stay on golf, too. I in the back of my mind, I thought there was a slight chance you might just pick a golf headline or two, because there were some great ones.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. That happened in 2021. That was a feat of strength, I guess, yes.
I mean, I thought that maybe I was going to go with silver medalist Rory Sabatini from Slovakia. I thought about that one.
But really,
Tom Brady exiting New England by backing his way out of the door, hands raised, middle fingers up, saying, F you guys, I'm going to Florida, and then winning a Super Bowl there and saying, you know, and bringing all his friends with him.
With
at
the
that.
Freaking Tampa Bay Bucks, too. The like, Tampa not, not, Bay with, Bucks. Not with any, like, any NFL franchise that has any sort of panache or history or legacy. He did it with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Now, what would be hilarious if he goes into the NFL Hall of Fame when he's inducted and he chooses to go in with a Bucks jersey?
God, you're really in a special mood, aren't you? This is the airing of grievances has rolled over into our feats of strength this year.
I'm just turning the knife ever so slowly as I continue to drive it into your chest there, Alex.
I'll go moment of levity for my feats of strength.
Okay.
Something you and I definitely can agree with. It was the feat of strength in golf, because this one was improbable. Nobody saw this coming at over 200-1 odds. Freaking nearly 51-year-old Phil Mickelson.
He even
won the goddamn PGA, Mike. He did it in commanding fashion. Not only is that the feat of strength, he then showboated it like no other golfer could.
Of course.
He brags about it at every moment, every juncture, every turn. That was the most impressive golf performance I saw of 2021. So definitely my feat of strength.
You know, really, that was probably one of the most impressive golf performances we've seen in years.
That was a big course. That was like a 7,800 yard course with wind on the ocean, all bombers at the top of the leaderboard. And he was like toe to toe with Brooks Koepka on drives all weekend. Like, this was some serious power and precision combined by Phil. It was amazing to see. I wasn't ever sure if he was really going to climb that mountain again. And sure enough, he did. Unbelievable.
Really did. It was a pretty incredible sport moment. And so now that we've shared our great feats of strength of 2021, I think it's only fair that we share what we think will be a Festivus miracle of 2022. What will be the biggest sports story of 2022? Alex, I'm going to take my knife in your chest. I'm going to take it out of your chest.
Thank you.
And I'm going to reinsert it into a new spot and keep twisting, because I think Tom Brady and the Bucks will repeat as Super Bowl champions, and they will beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you just love that? Wouldn't that just make your 2022? What a great start to the year that would be for you.
I can't be rooting for my Giants because they suck. So I'm going all in on Tom Brady and the Bucks.
I mean, there is a world where Tom Brady and the Bucks make another playoff run, because they are sure poised to do it as we turn the clock into the new year here. They're already in the postseason. The rest is up to Tom. I mean, it doesn't even matter how old he is, 44, 45. I'm actually losing count as to how old Tom Brady truly is, but it really does not matter. The man is not fully human. He's something else. We haven't put our finger on exactly what it is. But yeah, sure. If you wanted to reinsert, that would definitely be a scenario and a storyline in which you'd be reinserting the knife. So it's well played, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
My miracle, I will stay golf and obviously talk about something that we've kind of sparred back and forth on. You and lots of other people are definitely of the camp that this Tiger Woods return could be way, ways away because of the severity of his injury. And I completely agree how severe the injury was. What I think we've been shocked by is how fast this freaking return timetable has been. So obviously the Festivus miracle is the return of Tiger. Now, I am not going to sit here and say that in 2022 he completely climbs the ladder again, is back playing in the PGA Tour and wins himself a major championship. The Festivus miracle, I will say, is that Tiger Woods returns to PGA Tour play and plays in tournaments in some capacity in 2022. And just if we see that, that would truly be a miracle from everything he's undergone over the past year.
I mean, if he were able to come back and win a major and, let's say, do it at St. Andrews of all places, I would literally
hang it up. You might be done.
I might just quit. I might just retire. I might just have to walk away from this podcast and call it a day. That, you know, so don't hold me to it, because I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going that far. I'm saying the return of Tiger culminates in 2022 with a return to the PGA Tour in some capacity. I'm rooting for it. I'd love to see it. I know we all would. Let's be as optimistic as we can. Hopefully he makes that recovery to give us just a piece of that Festivus miracle next year.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens. Maybe later.
Believe in miracles. Believe in miracles.
Let's hashtag always end with food.
Yes.
In honor of Festivus, of course, we know the important thing throughout the Festivus story as well is how Kramer learns about the holiday while trying to return to work at H&H Bagels.
That's right. Yes. Kramer is famously working on and off and went through a gigantic strike period with H&H Bagels. He's called back to work. A lot of confusion regarding his employment status, which is another funny storyline within the Festivus episode. Let's talk bagels, because I've actually got a little bonus. Bonus grievance for us here at the buzzer, a bonus grievance regarding bagels. I don't understand this. It frustrates me to no end. There may be a logical explanation, but I hate that at Dunkin' Donuts, when you order a bagel, if you don't want it toasted, you have to specifically say, I want a fill-in-the-blank bagel, not toasted. And you need to say that, and you need to stop the sentence and start anew. According to the Dunkin' Donuts employees, because I asked, they say they automatically toast every bagel unless told otherwise. It just frustrates me to no end that is the default, and that's my bagel grievance.
I have two things to say to you about that. First is, why wouldn't you want your bagel toasted?
A bagel for later that you're going to toast at a later moment in the day.
Fair.
Getting it to go and not having it immediately.
Fair. My second thing, and this is perhaps more important, and maybe I should have led with this. Why in the world are you getting a piece of shit bagel at Dunkin' Donuts? What's wrong with you?
What's your move and go to when you are looking for a sixer or a 12er of bagels? What's the play for you? Where do you go?
Oh, Big Bomb Bodega right here in Savannah. They do a Montreal style bagel, so it's a little sweet. Fantastic bagel sandwiches, best in the city. If I'm off on Saturday, if we're off on Saturday and we're up early, we're going to get bagels. It's like, well, it's a pilgrimage every weekend for me and the wife.
You know,
it's
something I've had an affinity to in later years, and I think it has to do with the fact that I'm now married, and I've decided I'm going to commit to someone who has to deal with my breath for the rest of their life regardless. I love those like onion bagels with like the garlic and chive cream cheese. Like, give me the absolute stinkiest bagel in the world. I've really grown an affinity for those in recent years.
Have you come to like Stilton cheese as well? Because that's supposed to be really stinky.
That's got to be next on my list, I guess.
There you go.
Something to learn and discover. Love that. That is hashtag always in with food in honor of Festivus talking bagels. As always, everyone out there, you have a happy Festivus. It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Dress
your poll, air your grievances, talk about miracles and feats of strength. Again, have a happy Festivus. Happy holidays from all of us at Course of Life.